Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
There's a group of scientists looking to collect thousands of poop samples for a microbe doomsday vault.
I wish they'd let me know.
You're right.
I'd have hooked them up. What are they? Why are they putting poop in the doomsday vault?
To basically have a diverse microbiome.
Okay.
For if things go belly up, we now have everybody's poop so that we can diversify and make sure that we keep the guts all going.
That is thinking.
And yet again, this goes back to the gut. We've been talking about it forever. This is the growing topic. Everybody's talking about their gut now.
Yeah.
So finally, I've had enough about it. Let's just freaking learn about it.
The Men's Room Top 10.
Oh, no. Yeah.
So let's learn about our gut, damn it.
10 reasons why your
gut
is in 10 reasons why your gut is incredible. Well, for one thing, dad bods are still in, but I don't think the fabricated social construct of what people believe is ideal represents what a real dad bod is. It's seasoned, it's got scars, divots, scabs, that weird flaky patch of skin that stays red and irritated, hidden pockets of lint. Why, just move that belly around and take a gander inside that belly button. I bet there's something in there that could cure thrills, hiccups, ooh, a Lego, and a Lucky Charms marshmallow moon. Anyway, your gut. Tell you what, you earned it. So what if it means you've got a lot more of the bad fat surrounding your vital organs? You had a good run. No one's expecting you to make it past 72 anyway, if you're lucky. Positive Friday.
Dear God.
Jesus.
Do you like Lucky Charms, Steve? I know that you're big on the Cinnamon Toast Crunch. But...
I think Lucky Charms.
Okay.
I don't love them, but, you know, I get
you. You get down with it.
Artificial dyes there?
No, none at all. You ever had the bag of just the Charms?
No.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
That's the worst part of the cereal.
You just want the doggone Cheerios?
Oh, the marshmallows are terrible.
I know.
They're dry little hard pieces of crap.
Well, they're not supposed to be dry. You put them in the milk and it soaks.
It's terrible.
Here. So this is.
I'm with Mike, but I'm also like an 80-year-old man. I'll still eat circus peanuts.
Circus peanuts.
Even elephants don't eat circus peanuts.
No, they don't.
No, they're not good for them.
10 reasons why your gut is incredible. They start off by saying you contain legions. Inside every one of us, there is a vast microbial civilization. Although estimates vary, it seems that there's roughly the same number of bacteria living in you as there are cells in your body.
Damn.
Yeah, the latest estimate suggests that
pay some rent.
Reference man has 38 trillion bacteria in his body. Yes. Because bacteria are much smaller than human cells, they only weigh roughly 7 ounces.
Really?
Yeah.
All those trillions.
All them trillions.
7 ounces of bacteria.
7 ounces.
Stomach is really having its time right now, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, it's amazing.
It's hot. It's really hot.
People really care about it now.
Your stomach lining produces hydrochloric acid strong enough to burn your skin.
Mm-hmm.
On average, each day you produce up to 17 cups or 4 liters of gastric juice, which includes stomach acid. So how does your stomach lining avoid being burned? Steve knows.
Snot.
It secretes a protective alkaline substance to help neutralize the acid. The stomach lining also produces mucus to protect itself. As he said, it's snot.
Mm-hmm.
And your stomach only makes acid when it's needed, so when the food shows up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's okay. The only time that you start producing acid. They say it's cool to drool. Again, these are reasons why your gut is incredible.
Good news, Billy.
They say while we're on the subject of bodily fluids, let's give a shout out to saliva. Several glands in your mouth produce it, and saliva contains enzymes so that digestion can get started even before you swallow.
Boom, click, boom, click, boom.
Saliva also acts as a lubricant to help you swallow and contains antimicrobial compounds to kill off unwelcome microbes.
That's why I spit on that thing.
Each day, how many cups do you think that you produce of saliva every day?
I'd say two.
Two?
I'd say four.
Four, ten.
Ten.
You two were actually on it. It's 2 to 6 cups.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I produce it too much.
You're just a friggin' bastard.
But sometimes right
here.
Before you throw up, you get an extra cup.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you like your mouth starts watering. Like, uh-oh.
Bleh.
Let's see. Your gut competes with your brain. It says your gut is a hotbed of nervous activity. The so-called enteric nervous system is a vast network of neurons in your gut. Some experts call it your second brain.
Oh, cool.
In fact, you could consider it your first brain because, evolutionarily speaking, it came before your head brain. Although the enteric nervous system is influenced by the central nervous system, which is your brain and spinal cord, it can operate independently. And incredibly, your gut produces more neurotransmitters, chemical signals used by your nervous system, than your brain does. Your gut produces a startling 95% of your serotonin.
Damn.
You think your gut asked your brain, why'd you eat that?
No kidding, dude.
Oh, all the time.
Yeah. What are we doing?
I think my brain's like, by Saturday night, it's like, here we go again.
Right. And that clarity usually comes when you start throwing up again.
All they gotta say
why
is,
why did I do that?
You can drink a Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
That's the miracle of your stomach.
Right.
Because Coca-Cola will take the paint off your car.
That's battery acid.
So if your stomach can handle that, that's all you need to know.
Exactly. 10 reasons why your gut is incredible. The gas station. Farts, wind, gas, flatulence, we all experience it, and it's important. If air is in your digestive tract, it needs to get out. Some experts suggest that we fart on average 15 times a day, 600 if you're Steve the Thrill Hill, ranging from a few times up to 40. Others give an average range of 12 to 25 toots per 24 hours. Says you might think you break less wind than that, and you might, but remember that you also fart when you're asleep, Ted.
I know.
And you're not counting. As far as volume, people produce around 2 to 8.5 cups every day. Cups of fart.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yes. A survey of 100 men and 100 women concluded that the gut is 22 to 30 feet long. Just talking about the size here.
Yeah.
That's about the length of a school bus, or if you prefer, almost twice as long as a giraffe's is tall.
So they consider the intestines part of the gut.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
The scientists behind the survey also found that on average, men had longer guts than women, and the gut is longer in a younger person than in an older adult.
Really?
Interestingly, the gut length doesn't correlate with height, but it does with weight. Heavier people have longer guts.
Wouldn't it be a good idea maybe
to
just get like 8 feet cut out, right?
Right.
And then you can poop faster. And you can eat more.
I think that's part of a surgery, is taking some of your intestine away,
right.
and that actually does help.
Because people have all kinds of diverticulitis, all this different stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just take 8 feet out, Doc.
Just clip that out there.
Seriously, why not?
Just clip it out. It says, now that you know the distance that food travels through your body, it won't surprise you to learn that it takes a while to get all the way from one end to the other. ZOE's iconic Blue Poop Challenge. Have you guys heard this?
Poop.
No. It timed the journey of muffins that contain blue dye from the mouth to the toilet bowl. How long do you think it took to go from the mouth to the toilet bowl?
I wish I was part of that experiment.
That'd be interesting.
I would find that fascinating.
Right?
I'm looking for my blue turd. I'm going to say 15 hours.
15 hours. Any other guesses?
I'll say 48.
48 hours. Okay.
I'll split the difference. Say 24.
Ted, you're the closest without going over. Average took 28.7 hours for the muffins to make that entire trip.
Huh.
And now, of course, there's...
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Variation. There were some people that did it in under 14 hours. We all have different guts to a degree here.
That's why I like eating corn.
You can track it.
Kale.
Correct.
Kale's good.
You feel like a rabbit after you eat corn.
But I was just saying, corn doesn't break down, so you can tell if your digestive system's working. If it shows up 3 days later, something might be wrong.
Exactly.
Right. Didn't I eat this last week?
Exactly. Let's talk about the gut rumbles. When you're hungry, you might have noticed a rumbling, grumbling sound that emanating from your insides. It's called,
Borborygmic, something like that.
Borborygmic. It's caused by a peristalsis, wave-like muscular contractions that help push your food through your gut. Although it's the strongest after eating, it also starts up when your intestines have been empty for a couple of hours. It helps clear out all of the debris from your last meal.
Debris.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's called hunger contractions. And I will leave you with this last and final reason why your gut is absolutely incredible. And it's all about what we talk about when it comes to guts. It's your immunolinks. An incredible 70% of your entire immune system resides in your gut. This makes sense when you consider that the gut constantly deals with the outside world. Food, which potentially contains dangerous microbes, is regularly in contact with this part of your body, so the immune systems in your gut must be on alert. But at the same time, they are tightly regulated so that they don't start destroying your good gut bacteria. In fact, your gut microbiome helps train your immune system with an incredibly complex balancing act.
Hmm.
So there you go. Some fun, incredible
facts
on your gut.
All right, gut. Didn't know you were working so hard.
And that's why you need to care about it.